Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been in this for quite some time, and I hope you're enjoying it. This is probably the 20, 30th time we've went through it. And we're at the 8th chapter, if you'd like to read along. Chapter 8 and about verse 11, I think. Wormwood. Everybody's heard that term, wormwood. This goes back to Jeremiah, the 9th chapter and verse 14. See now, I will give them wormwood to eat and poison to drink. This trumpet, it involves the fresh waters as the second trumpet affected the seas. And we're going to get right into this fourth trumpet, a plague against the heavens. This plague recalls the darkness which covered Egypt, as well as the statement of Jesus in Mark, the 13th chapter, verse 24. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. It misses the point to debate whether they each lost a third of their light, means that they shone one third less time each day, or with one third less intensity. So the point is that God is warning this modern day Babylon that there's a judgment coming, and they better repent. And by means of noticeable dimming of the heavenly sources of light, which ancients depended on so heavily. And John, like Moses, interpreted various natural disasters as warnings from God. This idea can cause us problems today. Natural disasters have a terrible habit of being rather unselective when it comes to afflicting both the guilty, such as pharaohs and emperors, and the innocent, such as babies and young children and everybody else. So it can bring on a lot of controversy in today's circles. The artist is in the art displayed. God is seen in his creation. If what we see in creation is warning against judgment, perhaps that is the side of God our guilty minds lead us to see, and indeed a need to see. A person within the will of God would see in the same activity of creation the might and the power and the grace of God. The objective reality is perceived subjectively. This is a great mystery and bespeaks our need of the prophets who make clear the mind of God to us, actually. Now, in the announcement of the three woes, 8:13, in the last part, we had the four horsemen as a group, then the other three seals to make seven seals. Here we have the first four trumpets are grouped as natural disasters and separated from the last three, which are about warfare between the nations. And John, in this section, describes natural calamities, inner decay, and invasion as bringing down Babylonian, modern Babylonian Empire. Spiritual, it's a spiritual empire. But it'll be destroyed in 1 hour, even the financial system, quite possibly the credit system of the Antichrist, will be brought down in 1 hour. We don't know everything, so we're not going to pretend about it, because there are certain things that are revealed when they get here, and not before. So we can't begin to know all of it, or any part of it, actually, just a small part of what God reveals to us and what He wants us to know, desires us to know. Because sometimes if we know too much, it goes to our heads. Face it. It does. Now, 813 Eagle. The eagle's announcement, talking eagle. Animals talk in heaven. Announcement indicates that the next three trumpet blasts will each bring a woe upon the people. An alternative translation for eagle is, of course, we mentioned vulture, which would lend some interesting connotations as well. Now, the fifth trumpet, the fifth woe, chapter 9, verse 1 to 12, the fifth trumpet. Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. It was given the key for the passage to the abyss. That's an interesting key to receive. Passage into the abyss. It opened the passage to the abyss, and smoke came up out of the passage. Smoke from a huge, like smoke from a huge furnace. The sun and the air were darkened by the smoke from the passage. Locusts came out of the smoke onto the land. They indicate and symbolize famine and destruction, and because wherever locusts go, they destroy. They destroy everything in their path. And they symbolically, it's like a destruction of what's going to happen in the end time. The sun and the air were darkened like a volcanic eruption by smoke. From the passage comes right up out of the center of the earth. All of these different volcanoes and different things, they get there right out of the belly of the earth, is where it comes from. And they were told the same power, they were given the same power as scorpions of the earth. The locusts came out of the smoke onto the land, and they were given the same power as scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, or any plant, or any tree. Only those people. Now, this is interesting. The locusts were given power as scorpions. They have the power of a scorpion to bite, to harm people. People only, actually. They were given the power to harm the people. Bite them. And the people, actually, only those who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. they were not allowed to kill them, but only to torment them for 5 months. The torment they inflicted was like that of a scorpion when it stings a person. During that time, these people will seek death, but not find it. And they will long to die, but death will escape them. The appearance of the locust was like that of horses ready for battle. On their heads, they wore what looked like crowns of gold. And their faces, listen to this, were like human faces. That would scare a person out of their skin. They see a bug like that, a locust with a tail that can sting like a scorpion, but has a face like a human. That would, I'll tell you what, if I encountered that, I don't know what I would do. Human face, bug. And they had crowns of gold. Their faces were like human face, and they had hair like women's hair. Now, if that don't give you the chills, I don't know what would. Face like a human, hair like a woman. Can you imagine that? That would scare somebody out of their skin. Their teeth were like lion's teeth. Whoa! That sounds like a conglomeration of I don't know what. I don't know what you'd call it. But it sounds so scary that I sure wouldn't want to encounter this kind of thing. It looks horrible. I don't know what that would be, but it certainly would scare you. Teeth like lions? Teeth? Woman's hair? A man's face? And their teeth were like lion's teeth, and they had chests like iron breastplate. Now, remember, this is a description John is giving of a vision. Now, may not be exactly, I mean, this is just a description. Remember, could be different. Maybe it's not going to be exactly this way, but it is scary. The description here is scary. I don't know how in the world anybody could, if they encountered this, they would certainly be scared out of their, they'd want to die, I guarantee you. The sound, their teeth were like lion's teeth, and they had chest like iron breastplates. The sound of their wings was like a sound of many horse-drawn chariots racing into battle. So the sound alone would scare you. Horse-drawn chariots racing into battle. They had tails like scorpions, see, with stingers. With their tails, they had power to harm people for 5 months. 5 months. They had their king, the angel of the abyss. This is their king. The angel of the abyss. It's a demon, devil, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon. The first woe has passed, but there are two more to come. Two more woes, the eagle announced. So there's two more woes coming. I'm going to take these woes up in the next section in our next study. We're out of time. So, go to our website. We're going to have all of these posted before too long, and you can go through them again. And it's always interesting because when you hear somebody else talk about it, it might put some light on it. I mean, and it's always interesting. So be sure and go to our website and Listen to these once again. You can call us now and let us know if you're listening. You can call us. We got our phone reconnected. You can call us at 928-368-6766, same number. And please leave a message and let us know you're listening. We would just like to hear from you. We appreciate it. Anything. But we certainly want to hear from you and know that we're making an impact on somebody. So please let us know. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And be sure and go to our website, krciradio.com. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.